You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to talk about a really neat school in Texas. We love talking with our friends at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. We'll have that conversation in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Mrs. Brittany Wilbur. She teaches fifth grade at Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas. Mrs. Wilbur, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We are excited to talk about what you get to do at Faith Lutheran School every day and the joy of being in a classroom and being in a classical Lutheran school, what that looks like as well. What do you love about being a teacher at Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas?
I love getting to be a part of the formation of these kids' lives, both in the classroom and then also having the opportunity to worship with them on Sundays. I love being able to see them sort of all the way through there, of course, in fifth grade for the whole day. But then those who attend our church, I get to kind of see them all the way through. And I just sent my first class that I had at Faith Plano, I just sent them off to college. And so I feel a little bit like, oh, those are my kids going off. And so it's fun to be able to see all of them grow up and see how the Lord is leading them after high school as well.
That's really incredible to be able to follow those students through their formation as young adults after they leave your classroom. Yes. Now, I know the school year sort of just started, I think. Uh-huh. What is that transition like for your classroom coming back into school, meeting all the new kids in your class? What's exciting about that new school year time for you?
It is fun to start back again. It's fun to get to see everybody after the break. I think we all feel refreshed and like we're ready to get at it again. And it is fun to meet. We've gotten a few new faces in our classroom this year. And so it's always good to get to have others come to join our school family, as well as to see those that we didn't get to see over the summer and to get back into our routine. I enjoy being in a routine as well. So I think it's good for all of us to, after our refreshing summer, to get back to the books.
What makes fifth graders unique?
I like that question. I love fifth graders. I've gotten to teach fifth grade, I think, for 12 years now. And so I love that age a lot because they're still in a stage where they are, I would say, sponges. They can just take in a whole lot of information. And so I think that's kind of fun about fifth grade. They're old enough where they are independent in a lot of ways, but also where they still can enjoy receiving a lot from their education, from the books that we read and the literature that we study. They're still very creative and they get to still share that. They're not afraid to let you know what they're thinking, and they haven't quite gotten to the teenage years where they're maybe a little less, maybe a little more self-conscious sometimes. So I enjoy that.
I agree. Having taught middle school, fifth grade, sixth grade, it's kind of that sweet spot where they're old enough to be independent in another number of ways, but yet they'll still listen to you.
Right. Yes. Yes.
It's a great place to be, fifth grade.
It is. So yes.
What does it look like teaching fifth grade on a daily basis? What do you get to do in a classroom with fifth graders?
We get to kind of roll through a lot of our subjects together. They get to have a few classes with other teachers. They get to have catechism with our pastor. They get to have some of their special classes like PE and art with other teachers. But for the most part, I have them all day. So we get to work together on math, literature, English, Latin, those kinds of things. And one of my favorite things to do with my fifth graders is to recite poetry. We get to do that and then present it at the end of the year, too. So those are kind of our just normal everyday things that we get to do. It's their last year before they start having a more departmentalized class schedule. So I also enjoy that I get to kind of control more of their day, and we can spend more time on certain things if we need to, or we can move faster if we want. And we just kind of get to move at the pace that the class is ready for.
What are some of the highlights for the kids? Other than probably like recess, but like what do the kids love to do? What are the things that like just make their eyes light up when you get to teach them or move through different activities with them?
I see that they really enjoy literature. We get to study a lot of great literature books that are filled with adventure, like Robin Hood or Black Ships with Before Troy, a kind of version of the story of the Trojan War. And so they just love the excitement that are in those books. And I love to see them get involved with those. I did a read aloud last week that they enjoyed as well. I felt really accomplished as a teacher. It was Friday afternoon right before the bell rang, and I just kind of left them on this cliffhanger on our read aloud. So it's right at the end of the day on Friday, and they're like, read more. And I just felt like, well, I won today. That was good. So yes, I love to see their involvement with that kind of thing.
What a good feeling.
I love it.
Leave them wanting more.
Yes.
You mentioned catechesis. Tell us about how catechesis is a part of the curriculum at Faith Lutheran School.
As part of our school, starting down at our 3-year-olds in preschool, and then we go all the way through high school. So as a whole school, we get to study the catechism together every year and have that a part of our memory work, and then also have our pastors explain that to us. And so it's helpful that by the time, if my students have been with us since 3-year-old preschool, they've already been through the catechism that many times. And so it's a lot of a review for them. But then they're also able to dig deeper in their catechism class with our pastor. And that's their class that also then prepares them for confirmation and for taking communion after 6th grade. So we kind of have an all-school component as well as what we recite in our individual class. And then what they get to study with the pastors as well.
How do you see that the yearly repetition of going through the catechism, how do you see that forming students as young adults in their Christian faith? How do you see that as a teacher helping the students learn who they are as children of God?
Yes, I think it's very helpful that they get to have that every year. And one way I think that you see it actually is when we're addressing some maybe discipline issues or something like that, where they know the Ten Commandments. They know, you know, who they are. They know that they have sinned and they're ready to apologize for those things and receive forgiveness and so forth. So I think that it is really helpful that they have that foundation and have that understanding of who they are in Christ way back from when they're 3 years old. And then we continue to repeat that over and over again. Those who have been with us kind of know that at the beginning of the year, we're always going to start back at the Ten Commandments. We'll talk about the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the baptism, communion, and we get to talk about all of those parts of who they are as Christian. And so then it's not, I know for me, I didn't get to have that kind of experience. And instead, it was kind of limited just to my confirmation class in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And so I think that these students really get a lot more full kind of picture of the Christian life, and that these things that we get to study in the catechism are a part of our daily life.
You mentioned recitation earlier as part of that catechesis instruction. And as a Gen X, having grown up and being a student in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it seems to me that like during that time, our educators were afraid of recitation and repetition. We were really... it was more about the experience. And so how is recitation as part of instruction received by students and by parents? What's been their response to that?
I think that sometimes parents will look at what their children are supposed to recite if they're new to our school, and they may be kind of overwhelmed by that, because typically for adults, that's much more difficult to memorize large sections of what the scripture or the catechism or other things in other classes, right? But then usually they see their students do it, and they see that their students, especially, I can see that with my kids, that they enjoy it. They sort of like to be able to pull these things back out of their memory. And I mean, sometimes there is work involved with memorizing it, but I think it can also be enjoyable. And oftentimes I know that parents then will come back and say, wow, I had no idea that my children were capable of this kind of thing and of memorizing this much and so forth. So I think oftentimes it's kind of impressive to the parents that they realize, wow, this is really what we're kind of capable of our students understanding and learning.
And that, if I understand correctly, is really a cornerstone of classical Lutheran education, especially in the early years. How does that serve them from those early years into, as they move into middle school and high school? How does that foundation of committing to memory, recitation, and repetition, how does that then serve them later in their education from middle school through high school?
I just think you then have all of this great information, whether it's scripture or catechism or something you've studied in history or literature. You just have so much of a foundation that you can pull from then when you're working on writing essays or when you are asked to respond to a particular topic or something like that, that you actually have a foundation of good quality that you can fall back on, and you can have kind of higher level discussion. You can kind of think logically through some of these things and, you know, kind of use what you've studied in those early years to be your, to kind of give you something to work from, as opposed to if you don't have as much of a background, then it's harder to kind of have a good idea. Well, what are some of these true things that I should know? And so I really think that it's helpful for our older students to give them something worthwhile to think about, to talk about, and to discuss in their classes.
We're talking with Mrs. Brittany Wilbur. She's fifth grade teacher at Faith Lutheran Church in School in Plano, Texas. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with Mrs. Brittany Wilbur. She's fifth grade teacher at Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas. We're learning about what it's like to be in a classroom at a classical Lutheran school. Let's talk a little bit more about a classical Lutheran school and what that means. Tell us about the foundation of the curriculum that you get to teach every day at Faith Lutheran School.
Oh, I would say the foundation of our curriculum is the scriptures and then the catechism, which we've gotten to talk about just a little bit, but then also the liberal arts. So we get to study great books that have been written throughout our history. I know that my students get to read works from hundreds of years ago, as well as those that were written more recently at the beginning of the 20th century. So they really have a wide variety that they get to study. They get to study history. They get to study Latin. They get to study science, and they get to study music and art and all of these things that are a part of being human.
How do you see all of these subjects and maybe the things that are unique to classical education, the Latin and the recitation and all of those things, how do you see that growing with the students and building on their education and their formation as they move, especially from that fifth grade through into the upper grades?
I think that one thing is that their brains are very well trained to learn. And I see that with Latin. Just this morning, we were working on Latin. And when we're studying Latin, there are so many different things that they have to pay attention to. They have to pay attention to what case our nouns are in, or what tense our verbs are in. There's all these different things we're paying attention to as we're translating. And so, of course, they're learning Latin. They're learning about language. They're learning more about English grammar in the process. But I think that they're also, their brains are just being sharpened in a sense, so that they are ready to be very detail oriented. And that helps them as they're moving on to middle school and high school, that they're good workers and that their brains are sort of ready to take on that next level of what they have coming in middle school and high school.
Let's talk about the people that make up Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas. How would you describe the relationship between teacher and pastor? You mentioned pastors being a part of the faculty and teaching at Faith Lutheran School. How would you describe that relationship between teachers and pastor?
We have a good relationship with two pastors, and both of our pastors will lead us in the staff in devotion every morning. And that's one of my favorite things about being a teacher as well, is that our pastors invest in us in that way. And so it's just a short 15-minute devotion, but we always get to sing a hymn together, pray together, read scripture together, and then one of our pastors will comment on the scripture that we read. So I appreciate that they invest in us in that way, and then we can pass those things on to our students as well. And both of our pastors are very involved in our school. They do teach classes as well, so they understand us as teachers, and it's not kind of like a where they just kind of tell us what to do without sort of understanding what that means for us as teachers, but they know our students, and they understand what it's like to teach, to have to grade papers, and all of those sorts of things that we do on our daily basis.
What about the relationship between you as teachers and the parents in the school? What does that relationship look like? How is that a collaborative thing for the good of the students?
But I think that's something that our pastors often remind us of, that it's our role as Lutheran school teachers to assist parents in teaching their children the faith. And so we do see it as a collaboration rather than we're working against you or something like that. And so we have a lot of opportunities to meet with parents. Of course, for those that are members of the church, we get to see them in Sunday worship. We also, of course, have typical things like a parent-teacher conference and those types of things to stay connected. But I think it's helpful just that we understand that the parents are the primary people who are responsible for their children's upbringing, and that it's our role to assist them in doing so. So yes, it's a collaborative effort, and we have parents that, you know, make a lot of sacrifices for their children to be here. So we appreciate the effort that they put in getting their children to come here and helping their children with their homework, in volunteering. There's always a lot of things that need to be done at the school. So our parents are very involved in the education here also.
Sounds like they're very involved and invested
in the
Classical Lutheran School at Faith Lutheran Church and School. How would you describe the vibrancy? It sounds like you have a really wonderful school there, and parents, teachers, students, pastors all engaged in Lutheran school. How does having a vibrant Lutheran school shape the congregational life of Faith Lutheran Church?
Well, I think that the church and school are, that we kind of recognize that one cannot really stand without the other, right? We're dependent on one another. The church is, we kind of work together in a lot of ways. And it's wonderful to see on Sunday that you see so many families from the school there. We have a number of new students who then maybe will start attending our church, and some occasionally will be baptized and join the congregation and so forth. But then it's also beautiful to see congregation members taking an interest in the school and maybe volunteering at the school. Or I know I appreciate as a teacher, just when I'm asked by a congregation member, how are things going? Or what's your school year been like? Or those kinds of things. So yeah, I definitely think that the church and school go together, right? And that it is one of those things that's very beautiful to see how the connections are made.
How are the children and students able to be involved in the life of the congregation? I think you mentioned that some of the students may or may not be members of the church. So how are the students able to be plugged into that congregational life?
We have children sing in our choir. We have a bell choir that plays. We have one of our students is an organist. She's kind of been raised up to do that, and that's something that she's very good at. But there are those sorts of opportunities for our students to be involved, and I think those are very well received by the rest of the congregation. And then it kind of just gives some of our students from other churches, or maybe who are not connected to a church, to attend worship service and then maybe also find out what adult instruction is like and so forth. And then the whole family can perhaps consider joining the congregation or being involved with our church.
How would you say the community perceives Faith Lutheran Church and School?
I think that in the community around us, we're in a relatively large metroplex, right? And so there are a number of different private schools. And I think something that's unique about Faith Lutheran, of course, is that we're very closely connected with our church, and our doctrine is very clear. We're very, our Lutheran identity is very obvious, I think, as soon as you come and even would observe our school. But I think something else that you notice is a diversity of students, because in the Dallas area, we have some schools that are maybe just for those who are perhaps wealthier or have a kind of a particular niche that you're looking for. And at Faith Lutheran, we have a wide variety of students who come from a number of ethnicities, a number of socioeconomic classes. You know, that's something that I think that the community notices. I've had parents mention that to me before, that that's why they chose our school, because there is a variety of people that their children can interact with and get to know.
And one of the ways that the community supports Faith Lutheran School is through an annual golf tournament. Tell us a little bit about the ways that the golf tournament makes this possible, and how the golf tournament happens. What are some of the fun things associated with it?
The golf tournament is a fundraiser that We're going to have it on October 4th, but it'll be to support some of the athletics that we have going on at the school. And it's been great the last couple of years that our athletics have really grown quite a bit. And so it's kind of an exciting time to be involved with that. And also, I think, to go to maybe tuition assistance as well for some of our families.
So what are some of the ways that people can get involved with the golf tournament?
You can be involved by signing up to come for the golf tournament or to be a sponsor for the golf tournament. There's more information on our website about that at flsplano.org. But those, I think, are kind of the main ways that you can come and help us out.
flsplano.org is the website to check out. Now, what if you're not a golfer? Are there still fun things to do at the event?
Are there fun things to do at the event?
Volunteer, right?
Volunteer. I get to be at school, so.
Well, you mentioned earlier that one of the things that the golf tournament supports are athletics, the athletic programs at Faith Lutheran School. What are some of the athletic programs available to students?
Right now we have flag football and volleyball for our younger students. We also have soccer for our high school students going on. We'll have basketball, of course, in the winter. We'll have spring soccer for our younger students as well. So we have a full calendar year.
Sounds like a busy year. Again, you can learn more about Faith Lutheran Church and School at flsplano.org. The golf tournament coming up Friday, October 4th. You can learn more again at their website, flsplano.org. Our guest today, Mrs. Brittany Wilbur, fifth grade teacher at Faith Lutheran School in Plano. Thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.